This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Context is everything when you read the Bible. Meaning what? In other words, what's the context of this writing? You need to know three things so you'll understand this passage even more. Paul wrote it to one of the most immoral cities of the world in history. There are some scholars who say that Corinth was probably the wickedest city that ever existed. And sexual temptation was rampant. You couldn't walk down the street without being tempted. You got to keep that in mind as you read these verses. Number two, Paul thought the Lord was going to return at any time. He wasn't against marriage. He just thought that Jesus was coming back at any time. And so he wrote in this anticipatory attitude about the second coming of Christ. And thirdly, persecution was increasing, and he thought the persecution in the world for Christians would get worse. So his advice was stay single, focus on the kingdom, focus on the Lord. But having said that, that context, there are things that he says about marriage that I think will speak to every person today. Let's bring these up one by one at the beginning. I want you to write down four words out of this passage today. If we could bring up the word partnership. Number two, write down the word purity. Number three, write down the word protection. And number four, the word problems, because all four of those areas are talked about in this passage. First of all, let's talk about partnership. I hope you caught in the first seven verses the word mutual. There's a mutual debt in marriage. There's a mutual duty in marriage. There's a mutual obligation and mutual responsibility. Here's something that some of you have never heard a preacher say, but it's this. Marriage is not for the exclusive benefit of the husband. And marriage is not for the exclusive benefit of the wife. All of us know marriages and families where everything revolves around the old man. You know what I mean by that? And everything revolves about keeping him happy and better get what he wants and we better fix what he wants and just keep dad happy, keep the husband happy. That is not biblical. That is not biblical. Conversely, you can show me homes, and we all know homes where everything revolves around the wife and mother. Got to keep mom happy. Just give her what she wants, whatever she says, you just do it. And everything revolves around her. That is not biblical. Marriage is a partnership. In fact, the word duty that Paul uses in the Greek means, or the word he uses for duty is obligation. And debt, that's the word, it really means debt. It's every husband owes a debt to his wife. Every wife owes a debt to her husband. And so it's a mutual partnership. That may be news for somebody today. And there may be somebody in this room who says, you know what? All my life, I've been thinking it's one-sided, either their way or my way. And today, it's both of your ways. Because you are in this together, and Christ as the head of the home, it's a mutual obligation to bless one another. I want to bring up the word purity. Purity is important because marriage is the protective covering over the physical relationship.
Well, years ago, I read a book by a Dr. Jess Lehrer who talked about being at a conference where he spoke about marriage, and he said, just speaking as a psychologist, not as a Christian or as a person of religion, whatever the case may be, just as a psychologist, I believe that marriage is the best covering for the physical or sexual relationship between two people. He said, you wouldn't believe the hatred and the hostility that he received from people who said, how dare you say that in this day and age? It's just a mark of the hostility, and I think the callousness toward anything the Word of God teaches. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.